DeadEndHipHop.com, yo. Go check out the blog. Go check out the fucking forums. Go check out the fucking music. Check out fucking everything. I kill off internet lanes and make them change their domain names. And I commit rhyme crimes that are inhumane. I spit the lame brains methane. Leave them with migraines and spit more flames than Hank kills propane. My talent I sustain. I spit animals out my mouth that can't be restrained. They can't refrain from killing things. They hunt ladies and eat brains. Leave bloody footprints and cum stains. Get them out, you need bleach and gain. I flirt with torts and talk about tang. Cause sometimes I don't wanna show you love. I wanna send you slugs. I'll be your lawyer, your jury, and your judge. Cause your bullshit smells from the city to the forum. If you want me to show you love, I'll hug you with nuclear arms. Boom.
DeadEndHipHop.com, man, we're sitting here with Israel, who was on the Dead and Hip Hop approved Volume 1 mixtape. He had the track Porno Flow.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't heard that joint, go check it out. If you guys haven't heard the fucking mixtape, go to the site, download that shit, check it out. It's a lot of great artists on there that you guys will like, curated and approved by us collectively as a group. Tell us a little bit about the EP, man.
First of all, kind of changed my name up. I go by Lukey Cage now.
So you're no longer Israel?
I'm Israel as Lukey Cage, but people really are digging or going after the Lukey Cage persona because, like, I rhyme about comic book characters. You know what I'm saying? And Luke Cage was the first black Marvel superhero to have his own, like, series.
So,
I took my name after him. I'm saying, I ain't big and brolic, so I put the Y on there because people, girls call me Izzy. So I went by Lukey, so that's really the persona I'm going. It's really catching on a lot.
So what's Lukey Cage about? What's he rapping about?
He's rapping about motherfucking just going around, taking jobs for money, fucking somebody's girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, getting sneakers, you know what I'm saying? Word. And just like, he just causes havoc, you know what I'm saying? That's what basically he does, but it's fun, it's fun, you know what I'm saying?
What's the name of the album?
It's called LL Cool Cage, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of patterned after, like how girls like me, you know what I'm saying?
Who does the production on most of the beats on that?
This dude from Virginia named V Sharp. You know what I'm saying? He worked with Boot Camp Click. You got the dude named Dread Eye. He's from Northampton, 45 minutes outside of London. You got a dude named Antagonist. I believe he's from Hungary, if I'm not mistaken. Lupo. He worked with like some people like Sadat X and other people. You know what I'm saying? But these are people I've known for a long time. When I first started doing it, I'm saying I've known them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not nothing really different for me to work with somebody outside the country. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's how we rock. They kind of like, got me before people here got me.
Got any features?
Nope. No features.
All you.
Except the remix to the Porno Flow track. And it got three dudes, yeah. But they gave me flack about that track. They gave me flack about it. I said they talk about I didn't want to hear nobody talk about porno. Some dude talking about porno and shit. They gave me flack about that shit. So I did a clean version. It is worse than the regular version. It's 10 times worse. The most degrading, disgusting joint I heard. Man, that shit's fucked up, yo.
How you get them on there if they gave you slack about it?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, my homies did it, people online did.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My homies think it was like genius, you know what I'm saying? But take the time to listen to the song, I wasn't talking about going around jerking off and getting porno. I wasn't, it was like metaphorical. But this time it was like blatantly, I told them just go in and be nasty. And them dudes like, yeah. You hear that shit, man, it's fucked up. Yeah.
So you're about to go on tour, man. Who you going on tour with?
Dude named Brandon Brains and a dude named B Dunn. You know what I'm saying? It's 10 cities, 9 different states, 10 days, yo.
You got a video out now, right?
Yeah, Gemini Holograms. You know what I'm saying? If you hear that, it sounds nice. That shit ain't nice. You know what I'm saying? That's a true story, too. I mean, like, boom. I dated a chick that was like a misfit. You know what I'm saying? Had mad piercings, tattoos and shit. I dated a chick, you know what I'm saying, who was like mad normal and dressed regular, but where they were like the same chick. They just dress different, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people think they different, but they just dress different. Just like the hipster niggas and shit. Y'all ain't different, y'all just gotta poor taste some clothes sometimes, yo. Yeah, like cheetah print and shit. Like they try to do that shit to look different, but they try too hard. Me, I'm different, I think different, you know what I'm saying? I think, really, my life has no value unless a motherfucking robot from the future gonna try to come kill me, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I believe that. Sometimes it's hard for me to break out of reality and come back to fucking real life. You know what I'm saying? When I was little, I thought I want to go to New York to play with Spider-Man and the Fantastic Four. Them niggas ain't real. Then, last year, I thought, if I don't have sex for a year, son, I'll get a Green Lantern ring because the exhibits will. You know what I'm saying? It didn't happen. I didn't make it a year. So maybe if I do a year, maybe I'll get that shit.
Get that ring?
Yeah. So it didn't happen. So maybe if I don't do it, I get it. Sometimes I believe that shit. I ain't even fucking with you.
You've been fucking with him for a minute, man. He's always been like this.
He's been like this since the moment I met him. I don't know how long it's been now.
Yeah, we was at the Machete Vision shit.
Yeah.
With Mike, Mark Speck.
Yeah.
Mark Speck.
Yeah. At 529.
Yeah.
And I walk out. Yo, Day Hip Hop, what up?
He didn't know it was that big. I was like, yo, man, that's the dude.
The
that's what I figured. Yo, if I give him my music and he like it, that means like, I'm officially good. But like I saw you hating everything. Like, I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, okay, boom. They likes my shit, so that means I'm good. So no one can tell me shit for like 2 weeks.
Wow, because of Mike C, son.
Yeah. Because like, the nigga, he hates a lot of shit.
Look at Mike.
I'm the cow.
Exactly. So I was like, okay, boom. But we had a conversation out there. It was like probably the nerdiest conversation ever. And I said, yo, dudes can sell all this cocaine and do all this money. They don't. I can shoot lasers out my eye. You know what I'm saying? I can fly. I could have telekinesis and all type of shit, you know what I mean? So it's like, I can do that. I can do whatever I do. I mean, there's no limit to what you can do. I can be a superhero for 4 to 6 minutes, 3 to 6 minutes every song I do. And that's what basically I do.
So if you had to compare yourself to any other artist, like your sound or your style, like who would you compare that to? Like what should people expect when they hear this album? Like who?
It's something new, but familiar. Mm-hmm. People, I can say something. Already, motherfuckers gonna say, boom, RZA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Doom, Kool Keith. You know what I mean? They're gonna say that shit. But honestly, I don't really. Because the comic book aspect is gonna always be Doom. Anything with comic books is gonna be Doom. Doomlay. Me? I mean, RZA, I guess. I don't know. They said that shit on the fucking video. You saw that shit. Now, motherfuckers said, yo, is he RZA's son?
Yeah. Yeah. The ass segment. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't care. I mean, it's better than compared to some other whack nigga. You know what I'm saying? Well, a whack nigga, because niggas ain't whack.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yo, if you listen to the album, everything is like comic book oriented. They even have an ad in there. If you like read comic books in the 80s, they have an ad in there for Mark's Jewels. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to buy jewelry and shit in there. Yeah. It's in
the
every
the plastic shit?
It's not even plastic. It's like, I carry like one in my bag all the time, yo. Every freaking ad had a Mark's Jewels. So boom, doing the shit,
yeah,
Mark's
wow.
Jewels. Doing every album for Luke Cage, we stopped like, this program's been brought to you by Mark's Jewels. Like the ad, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all type of good shit in here. You had like a watch with the Transformer watch with Casio and shit in there.
I was telling these motherfuckers about that. They don't remember that watch.
They had the toys and all type of shit. So eventually when the albums get longer, cause right now only album's gonna be 30 minutes long, and we hit and miss, boom, yeah. Because honestly, yo, I formulated the albums by what y'all said about bumping the whip, you know what I'm saying, lyrics, and you got one fucking 10 songs for fucking roots, like,
that's
it shouldn't be long. So I actually formulated shit,
based on that.
That's why Porno Flow's on there. It's not nothing to do with comic books, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, it's banging. I mean, the beat's banging. So I was like,
who did the artwork, babe?
This dude named Sean Sanchez. Sean Sanchez. I call him Sean Dirty Sanchez, yo.
Wow.
Come out to the show, you know what I'm saying? Listen to the shit. You don't like it, just listen to it anyway. Tell somebody about it, you know what I'm saying? I work really not really that hard on this shit, but I worked hard.
This is a Dead End Hip Hop endorsed artist, so make sure you go to the website, check out his dates, go to his shows, tell him Dead End Hip Hop sent you, buy the man a drink.
Hell yeah.
Buy him some condoms.
You know, need them shit. Me,
some Astro Glide, you know, whatever you gotta do.
That's the Astro Glide.
But yeah. Make sure you go out to his shows, man. I guarantee you will be highly entertained. Alright? Highly entertained.
I might lick your girl's face there.